From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the United Nations makes its biggest aid request ever for a single conflict to help Syrians inside and outside the country.
But first, today's meeting between high-tech CEOs and the president started with a laugh. President Obama joking with Netflix CEO Reed Hastings and the others about the hit series House of Cards, in which Kevin Spacey plays a ruthless House Majority Whip.
I'm just wondering if Reed brought the advanced copies of House of Cards.
You willing to do a little cameo?
I wish things were that ruthlessly efficient.
The president said Spacey's character gets a lot done, but top executives from American tech companies like Netflix, Google, and Facebook are hoping the president will do less when it comes to surveillance, especially information collected through their systems. Today's meeting comes after Sunday's controversial 60 Minutes interview with the NSA and yesterday's statement from a federal judge who called the National Security Agency's phone call information collection program unconstitutional. And today's meeting also came ahead of a report that's said to be very critical of the NSA. Siobhan Gorman is watching all of this for the Wall Street Journal. And in fact, Siobhan, you got to see or hear about portions of that report from the White House task force. And we understand the tech executives were supposed to review that report today, but they didn't.
We don't know what it was that they reviewed. I had been told that at least there had been some discussion last week about providing them with a preview of the review today. But we don't know at this point, now that the White House sort of changed course and decided that it wasn't going to speak publicly about the review committee report until January.
Yeah, well, so that obviously they wouldn't see it. But we were speaking yesterday, in fact, of your reporting. This report is supposed to be somewhat scathing and call for a sweeping overhaul.
It did, although there's a little bit of a disconnect because within the report, because I understand that the findings don't point to anything illegal that NSA did, but yet the remedy is pretty sweeping in terms of changes that they would envision at NSA. At least the draft recommendations talk about overhauling the phone records program that collects the data from nearly all Americans. It would split off the cyber command component of the NSA director job right now, and it would actually even pull out the code making component of NSA and put that elsewhere in the Pentagon. So those are some significant changes that they're recommending.
Yeah. Well, and to what the executives were asking for today.
Well, I mean, in general, they have asked the government to allow them to speak more openly about the types of things that they're being compelled to do so that people understand what they are and are not doing on behalf of the government. They are also, on their own, seeking to encrypt their data more when it goes around the public internet in order to protect its customers and certainly to try to reassure its customers that it would be much harder for NSA or any government to pry into their communications.
Well, we noticed AT&T was at the meeting today, a phone company, but Verizon wasn't. Now, Verizon was named as a defendant in yesterday's court ruling. This is the one in which the judge said that he felt the NSA program gathering information about calls from Americans was unconstitutional. The Justice Department says Verizon is immune from lawsuits because phone companies are under a court order to comply with the government's data requests. So tell us a little bit of how you think that went yesterday.
Well, I mean, in 2008, Congress overhauled the surveillance laws, and one of the big debates at the time was whether or not phone companies should be provided immunity from lawsuits when they were doing work on behalf of the government, compelled by a court. And ultimately, that immunity was written into legislation, and so now we're actually seeing it used in practice. That was an issue that came up a lot during the whole warrantless surveillance debate in 2005, 2006, into 2008.
Yeah, and just touch briefly, Siobhan, I mean, there's so much going on in the world of the NSA and government surveillance. And leaker Edward Snowden, today he appealed to Brazil for political asylum to avoid prosecution here in the U.S. He said he can help Brazil with some of its problems. Brazil was also spied on by the U.S. Your sense of where he's going to end up?
Well, it's a little hard to know where he's going to end up. It seems like he doesn't want to ultimately end up in Moscow. And right now he's there on sort of a year-long allowance. And people expect that that could go on for more than a year. But it doesn't seem like he wants to stay there permanently. And so he has cast about with a number of countries. There was talk for a little while about whether he'd seek it in Germany, although that would be a very unlikely course, I think. Brazil sort of splits the difference between a place like Moscow and Germany. And obviously, Glenn Greenwald, who has been kind of the primary person through whom Snowden has produced the documents, also lives in Brazil. So, you know, it's certainly an interesting choice.
Yeah. Siobhan Gorman covers national security issues, and there are a lot of them right now for The Wall Street Journal. Siobhan, thanks as always.
Thank you.